And we're back inside our cabinets on a Pella Radio postgame show on 92.1 KRLS and Pella Dutch Live. It's Pella winning 52-30 over Winterset in the Class 4A regional semifinals. We're joined by Aaliyah Riddick, one of the key players of tonight's game. Aaliyah has been a spark plug off the bench for the Dutch all season long and no exception here tonight, especially with some key injuries and things happening throughout the game. First of all, Aaliyah, huge congratulations. What does it mean to win in advance and to be able to have a chance to go to state coming up on Tuesday?
It feels really good, especially since we've been working so hard in practice. And like Forsyth has said, we've just like really improved this season, and I think it showed in this game especially.
Well, and first half wasn't perfect or pretty. Yeah. A lot of clanging and banging. Both teams had 10 fouls. Mia Warner goes out with an injury after coming off the bench in foul trouble. And so your role expands in the game, and really the first half wasn't perfect. What were some of the things that weren't going so well in that first half? Despite the fact you were still leading, what were the things that were kind of off balance and off kilter for you?
We weren't really playing as a team as much. We like just were all scrambled and like it was just chaotic. So I think we just, in the second half, it was a lot better with communication.
How big was Kylie, those first two shots? It seemed like it calmed everybody down. And that's sometimes all it takes, right? One or two three-pointers. It turned the game from a 7-point game to a 13-point game, and they were never in it again. How did that, you think, calm the team when Kylie hit those big shots?
It really brought us together, and I think we, like, really, our heads were more in the game after that. We just knew that it was, like, over, so.
Well, and you're a team that prides itself on getting so many possessions. Winterset actually had more shots than you in the first half. It felt like offensive rebounding was a huge emphasis in the second half. How critical was it that you got so many second chances, even if you weren't making shots? And how demoralizing do you think that is to another team when you can get so many offensive rebounds? I think I had you for like 15 in the second half.
Yeah, so our like rebounds, Mia had like 11, and so did
Eliza.
Eliza, yeah. And when we get more rebounds, it's just like the other team, it's just like affects them a lot more. And then we get more possessions. And like Winter said, we had focused on how they like to have a slower pace, and we like things more fast. So.
And in the second half, it kind of flipped, though, when you got that big lead. You tried to slow things down. Brian wants me to ask you about what happened in the corner here. You kind of got up, and we thought you were maybe hurt because there was, like, a tough play right in front of the student section. Then you were laughing it off.
Yeah.
Is all good?
Yeah. So, like, I tipped the ball, and then I tried to run after it, and me and Eliza both hit heads. And I've had two concussions in the
past. That's
right.
That's right. From volleyball season. I remember that.
Yeah.
So you're good, though.
Yes,
Todd's
okay.
Checked you out. You're all good. So, and we're glad that you're good, too, because obviously a big game coming up on Tuesday. Before we talk about that, this team has obviously done so much this season. You've had a great year. How special are you treating this moment coming up on Tuesday, knowing that this is what you've worked for, right? This group of girls coming into the season probably didn't know how good you really were, and now you're on the doorstep to a trip to the well. How special is this moment, and what was it like even post-game in the locker room with the team, knowing how awesome this is?
We were really excited, and I feel like we want to get this big win for our seniors because this is a really like awesome group of girls, and it's probably been one of the best seasons I've had. So far in Pella High School, so yeah.
Well, and you mentioned that, and that's one of the things that I follow on social media. This is a really, really close group of girls, and maybe the closest girls team I've covered in quite some time. How does that translate on the floor when you know that you guys like to have a lot of fun, you're very goofy, you're wearing a, I say goofy in the sense of you're wearing a gold chain because you were the money player of the game. You know, how much does that translate on the court, right, from what you're doing in the locker room and at practice and on team events to here on the basketball floor?
Compared to last year, I feel like we're just more connected as a whole, and we do, like, spend time outside of basketball, even though we're with each other at basketball most of the time. But, yeah, it's just on the floor, it's more like we're just connected a lot more, and it's easier to play, I feel like.
When you're all getting along, it's a lot of fun, isn't it? So, Aaliyah, last question for you. And obviously you haven't done a ton of scout. You'll be doing that on Monday, getting ready for Glenwood. But it feels like for this team, it probably doesn't matter who's on the other side of the floor. How critical is it on Tuesday for your team to stay within yourself and maybe do even something like this tonight where you have a big half or a big quarter? And what do you think are the biggest keys for Pella to be one of those final eight teams playing at the well?
So one of our biggest like issues is losing communication, and then like our shots won't fall sometimes, and so then we just need to, we're also getting our heads a lot, so we need to keep a positive attitude So I feel like that's like most of the key things that we need to do.
Well, guess what? This is all fun, isn't it? Aaliyah Riddick joining us, the money player of the game, had a big game off the bench again for Pella. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy tonight. We'll see you Tuesday. And Aaliyah. For our audience that knows, they've heard it go back and forth. It will not be back and forth again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.